everybody. This is Monday, November 1st, the day after Halloween. Boo! And my name is Lynn Free, and this is our Monday night conference call, NBS broadcast. What do they call it? I forget. I know what the name is. The Winfrey Conference Hour Show. And tonight, if you got our email, we're doing a little different format and a little different because usually we don't take phone calls and we don't talk to you. We do that on Wednesday. But tonight, we're just having a topic of you speak up, share your experiences. There's some of you that are out there that have been listening to our call for months and months that have never, ever said hello to us. And so I'd like to give you and I the opportunity to meet if you want to. And then we have people on our conference calls. And, you know, on our line, we have people that listen in, and they have all kinds of different experiences. Some people listen and they get great information. Some people email me and they tell me they see lights all above their heads. It's kind of amazing. And on one level, I'm just somebody who just gets on the line and starts talking and things happen. So this is your chance to share back. As most of you know who have been paying attention to our work, we're in the midst of what these guys in other realms call a dimensional shift. Our planet is going through a shift that's never happened in 75,000 years, and it's causing a lot of changes. It's causing weather changes. It's causing Earth changes. It's causing people to have short-term memory loss, because the magnetic field of the Earth is changing. For some people, it's surfacing all kinds of weird things inside of them, and some of it's great and some of it's uncomfortable. Some of you are finding your purpose and some of you are losing your old purposes and wondering why you're here. And so tonight, we're just going to open the mics up and talk about it. I hope we'll talk about it. Sometimes I do this and no one calls and no one says anything. So if you don't say anything, that's okay. We'll just get through it anyway. But I know you're out there. I know you're listening. I know that you have opinions. I know that you've had reactions. And I'd like to give the opportunity for anyone who wants to air whatever they want on this call or ask questions this call. Human-type questions, although we may finish the call with the channeling if there's things which could be elucidated by our sources, okay? So the call-in number is 530-413-4515, 530-413-4515. My name is Lynn Free. See, I forget my name. That's my short-term memory loss. And my co-host associate is Terry Brown. Terry, do you have short-term memory loss? You've had that all your life, though, right?
No, sometimes my memory is really, really good, and sometimes it isn't as good. I go through periods.
When is it good and when isn't it good?
Usually it's good when I have a lot of dynamic energy. And if I'm going through a shift or a growth process or a lot of cognition, sometimes it's not as good.
What I notice is your memory seems good when you don't have a lot of different external input. I think, maybe not. You know, I can have a lot of external input. I can have, like, multitasking and have six people around me and keep, you know, 10 balls juggling And usually, I keep it up there, and I don't forget things. Some people, when they get into that, they just go numb. Now, in your own way, you can keep things juggling. I've seen you keep things juggling, right?
Yes. Particularly at the legal secretary job, which I don't have right now.
Tell me, how did you cope having this dual identity of being a mild-mannered legal secretary and then coming home and channeling what identifies itself as the creator god of the physical realm? How did you cope?
I just pretended I wasn't doing it.
I see. You pretended you weren't doing it. Now she's on to my secret. I pretend I'm not doing it, too. I'm not really on the air, and I don't have people listening to me. Otherwise, I'd have to be self-conscious, right? There's the secret, folks. Pretend you're not doing it. And you, too, can do it. All you have to do is pretend you're not. Well, I'll tell you what. Anyone wants to call 530-413-4515. If you want to tangle with us crazy people here, call up. I'm going to open the lines. Hang on a second. We got...
Callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Hear all your background noise. Can you? Okay. If you got background noise, put it down. Thank you. Thank you very much. And anyone want to share anything? Don't be mushy, okay? Don't.
Lynn, hi. This is my first time on your call. Well, actually, I was on the call for just a part of a call another time.
Now, and, what's your name?
My name is Nimaway, and I'm from Phoenix.
Hey.
And I'd say what I'm doing is spiritually is really, you know, great and good right now, but money is impossibly tight, and so many people I know are having so much difficulty making ends meet. So, that's my question.
I know about money being, believe it or not, even we have money tight. So, and they tell me it's going to get worse. Do you know? Now, this is something that was in my The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce about difficult times. And I want you to think about this one really deeply, because this is... I didn't say loudly, I said deeply. That was somebody thinking loudly. Okay? So in the book, it said that things were going to get incredibly tough, and that there was a very positive reason for that to occur. And that was, we're supposed to be aiming at graduating this realm. And there's an aspect of people, listen to this one very carefully, there's an aspect of people that doesn't go through change until they're backed up against the wall. Mm-hmm. Just the way it is. I've observed this over and over again, and there's certain things that people will not go through. They won't go through because it's painful. They have to surface painful stuff, and they do everything to protect themselves from going through the pain, of which on the other side is what they're really looking for. And that right now, it's very important to go through what you need to go through to open your heart. And that in my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, it specifically said that if times did not get hard, hard times gives people an excuse to reach for each other. And I know as a kid, my father's best friends were always the people he went through World War II with. In fact, they were his only friends. I don't think he had any friends besides that. So when your life depends on another person and you're forced to interact, it opens your heart. And if you start living like that now and you start learning how to open your heart to people in the deep way, not just being a nice person, and it's hard to explain what the deepest way is, but when you learn to open your heart, you also qualify to graduate this realm. So the stakes in your life right now are higher than whether you can eat dinner or pay the rent, although they seem pretty intense. The stakes are you going to graduate this realm? And as your heart opens slightly more than half, and life is putting people in the circumstances where they need to turn towards each other and go through their stuff. And you know, according to my book, I don't know if this is true, but according to the book, according to David Wilcox's channelings, things were going to break down to the point where people had to trade with each other. So what would you do to make something work? Would you go door to door? Would you find a friend and go door to door and something to sell? You know, are you going to be concerned how you look to people? Are you going to be bound by your self-image? Or are you going to find a way to get the energy going and nothing is going to stop you and you'll find a way through? Thank you for your comment. And if you want to say anything else, you may, if that makes any sense.
Sure. You know, I'm pushed pretty far into what you've already said, which is good to hear it articulated. I guess I can go more into it. So I'll just bite the bullet and earn my degree. How about that?
There you go. You know what? When you get right up to the edge and you put yourself out there, oftentimes that's the moment that a synchronicity occurs to make something happen. And for anyone that's listening, I'll tell you, there's things that are out there to do to make money that I see, and I don't have time to do it or teach people. I mean, I thought of even trying to teach people that have a propensity for the internet. But for example, Google has things that they're giving away for free that people would pay someone to be a consultant for. For example, did you know Google has a free telephone service that you can sign up with Google, go to Google Voice, and they will give you a phone number, and they will have free long distance, United States and Canada, and they will send you an email with a voicemail. And do you know how many people don't know about that? I mean, you could go door to door and tell people you're going to be a consultant and set that service up for them for $20, and they have that for the rest of their life. They have a new phone number that they can forward to any of their old phone numbers. Just go sign up for it. I'm giving it to anyone who hears this. Google Voice. And it's, in the past, if you had to pay for the service they're giving you, it would probably cost you $50 to $100 a month. And, of course, you know, learn everything you can about it. Figure out a way to tell people about it and charge them $15 just as a mm-hmm. consultant to set them up. Now, not everybody can do that, but some people may pick that up. Another thing Google is doing is when somebody is looking for a tailor in a certain neighborhood, Google is listing tailors or dentists or everyone. They're doing it for free, which means businesses don't even know this. All they got to do is register with Google, and they'll get it. Another way to figure out how that works, you know, and be a consultant and charge anyone that has a business $25 to come up when somebody looks for a certain kind of business in a certain kind of area. Mm-hmm. And people will pay easily $25 for that because they get one customer a year, two customers a year, and it pays for itself. There's innovative ways to figure out how to make money outside of the system, other than looking for some boss and a job. There's ways to do it. And just everyone, there's some way to be a, find a way to be genuine service to others and charge them for the service, and you'll make money. You can make a lot of money. And I just gave you two ideas, and let me know if anyone does that. I'd like to hear your results. Anyone else have anything they want to say? Plus, you can call in 530-413-4515, 530-413-4515. And I'd like to thank the lady, I think in Phoenix, who honestly shared her circumstances. And I'd like to send lots and lots of love and blessings to her for resolution and the synchronicity that solves her problems. Shut your eyes a moment and just feel the energy and ask for something to come in. But make sure you put yourself out at the same time. You are the radio transmitter. Get your transmitter transmitting so that the universe picks up your signal and someone else can hear it and find you. It works. But you have to not be oppressed by your circumstance to make it work. No matter how oppressive your circumstance is, you've got to rise above it. Put your antenna up and don't be discouraged. Who else has something they'd like to share?
Wynn, I wanted to add about Google. Google also offers, you can get on there, it's Google Documents, and you can, you know, print out free spreadsheets and Excel and resumes and all kinds of documents for free on there as well. And this is Gina, by the way, from Oahu, Hawaii. And Wynn, I have a very burning question. You already know what it is. I don't want to freak anybody out or cause anybody to, you know, be afraid, but I would like clarification, and maybe our sources can even clarify this later on. There's conflicting information in terms of when the graduation process is going to happen and possibly the ascension process as well for some, perhaps. One channeling had said that we will have ET assistance with ships coming down, and that we are to go on those ships and not think for a minute. We cannot hesitate. We have to go, like, split second. But then Carla Ruckert had was asked this question, and she had some different information saying, no, that we are not to go on any ships if any ETs come and assist us with the graduation and possible ascension process. Can you shed some more light on this for us?
As a guy that's done many, many questions about all of this, I can tell you I have no idea. But now that I've said that, my approach is not to worry about it. Live each day, be in the middle of my being, be of service, and let those things unfold as they do. And I'm getting tongue-tied. According to my information, questions I've asked, physical ascension, the idea of leaving this realm in your body, is only going to happen for people that have all their chakras open. And that's going to be a very few people. So it's not something that most people can anticipate. They can anticipate dying and then coming into the higher realm after death. I think that there have been some emergency stipulations, whereas if something happened that was going to create a planetary disaster or something like that, they may have ways of trying to get people out before that occurs. But that's not something you can say is going to happen, because then you would have to have a totally panicked planet for that to occur. So, you know, you can't anticipate things and say, okay, remember the Bob Dylan song, Ooh, We Ride Me High? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Who remembers that song?
Huh?
Who remembers Ooh, We Ride Me High?
I do.
Is that Julie? You know why?
Yeah.
Well, I was convinced that song was about ascension. Remember the lyrics? Ooh, we ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come.
Yeah.
Oh no, we gonna fly down in our easy chair.
Yeah.
So imagining Bob Dylan, I don't think he really thought of that when he wrote it. But the lyrics sound like you're sitting in your easy chair and you're about to fly off, right?
I think he might have thought of that, actually. My girlfriend is very close with him. She's known him forever, and I've known him indirectly through her in Venice quite a while, and he's kind of an amazing guy.
So he might have known that.
Yeah, I think he might have, very much so, yeah.
He
was isolated as a child for many years in the attic. He had a bit of a crazy mother, and he spent years in isolation as a child, and he kind of went inside himself and got a lot of experience that he wouldn't have had.
Julie,
a normal childhood.
Did you know that I was a Bob Dylan nut?
No.
You know, I write songs, and Bob Dylan was one of the people that inspired me. And when I was going to college in Berkeley, I used to drive across the country. And one time, we were going through Minnesota, and I had read that Bob Dylan was born in Hibbing, Minnesota, and his parents owned an appliance store. So we took a bypass, and we went to the appliance store, and his aunt and uncle were there, and called his parents up and said, "We got another one, what should we do?" And they said, "Send us over." So we went over and had coffee with his parents, and they took us down into the basement where he used to write songs.
Wow. That's cool.
Get back to the question, if I may, do you think we can ask the sources if they could shed some light on this question, on this issue?
You know, why don't you submit it for Wednesday? One of the reasons I'm doing the call this way is because we are really tired. This morning, we did a show. This is an amazing TV show for Russian television in Southern California. And there was a woman who met me at the Conscious Life Expo, and she introduced me to this host of a weekly show who took me seriously, you know, keeping in mind that his audience is a essentially Christian Orthodox audience. And he took me seriously, and we did a wonderful show this morning, but I'm really tired. It was a lot
okay.
of fun. So I'm kind of, and Terry was there, so I'm kind of like just taking it, I'm pacing this, I'm doing this show, so you guys help. We just talk about things, because when we go into channeling, it's always it's an exalted energy to hold that space. So today I'm just being very human, okay? But submit it for Wednesday, and maybe I'll ask some kind of version of it, okay? And see
okay,
what.
Okay, Wim. Thank you.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes people worry about these things, and I don't think you should. I think you should just take each day as it comes and not worry about how it's going to be. I mean, even Jesus said, it'll come as a thief in the night. Isn't that what he said? Something like that. I'll come as a thief in the night. You'll never know the day I'm coming. So if it is going to happen in a certain way, it's not to worry about it. It's not to know the date. I don't think they know the date. I think that we are creating right now the real essence of everything in the physical realm is that more and more people are learning how to create the reality here. not just their reality, but the consensus reality. And that's creating a whole different set of potentials than were there before. So that's the problem with predictions, because you say something today, and there's a group meditating in Tibet, there's a group meditating on arc grid healing, there's this thing happening, and things are shifting before they can, you know, be certain. Every time I've asked questions about things, they've always used the term probability vortices. In other words, if this happens, then this could happen. There's a 70% chance of this happening, or a 50% chance of this happening. So, if you're looking for a guarantee, you won't find it here. But we could ask a general question, and I'm sure we'll answer it and leave you confused afterwards anyway, but we'll ask it, okay? Because this is all not linear. And the goal is to get into the nonlinear flow so that it all doesn't matter. And you're not worried. And you're not afraid of death. And you know that this is one lifetime of many. And you know that you're going to graduate this realm. And just knowing this of it and move forward with that. If anyone's going to call, phone number 530-413-4515. I noticed no one's calling on BBS. Are you guys out there? Give us a call. 530-413-4515. And anyone else want to share anything?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Wynn. It's Daphne. I've been only on for about 7 minutes. So I apologize.
Did you hear the topic of this show?
No, I didn't. I'll have to get it off the replay line.
Well, I'll just tell you, this is like a low-key show because I was really tired from that Russian television thing today, and I just said people can share whatever they want. How's your short-term memory? How's the shift impacting you? For those of you that don't know, Daphne is the founder of our group, unbeknownst to herself, and we're really honored to have her on, and soon we are going to have some events with Daphne. And so this is just a laid-back conversation. And anything you'd like to share?
Well, let's see. It's been a very... yesterday we had a fantastic grid healing. For those of you who know about that aspect that Terry and Wynn have been doing for a few years now, it's Sunday mornings. It's at 10 o'clock West Coast time, 1 p.m. East Coast time. And my aunt and I were at Stone Mountain Park here in Georgia, which is the largest monolith on the face of the planet. And we were walking adjacent to it while Wynn and Terry were holding the grid healing session, and we were putting all different parts of the planet into the light, especially the Ring of Fire. And then today I had a similar experience with another light anchor colleague, and I was anchoring the grids from this house over to Corpus Christi. It's a big Catholic church where I play the piano, and I had some miraculous synchronistic connections with people, and I was shown very definitively by spirit that what we are doing is very, very real. And so I'd ask you to please keep the faith and let your higher self show you that love is infinitely powerful, more powerful than anything else around you, and that we're coming to a decisive moment in the month of November, where there really is going to be a switching of the energies, where the river is gaining momentum, and if you don't kick and scream and allow yourself to be carried, there is going to be a kind of a locking in or a locking down of those frequencies for people who have moved into the Christ paradigm, who have moved into the love triumphing over fear. And you're going to see a lot of things falling out of your life that are no longer resonating with the love vibration, the fear vibration.
Daphne, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
First of all, let me tell people something about grids, because it sounds like something up there and far away, but it actually isn't. And on some level, everybody works with grids. And if you take the concept, the idea, that when you are in a location, your energy is in that location. Your energy makes a memory of that location. And when you go to another location, your energy is in that location. Well, what happens is this may not be true for every single person all the time. Maybe you need a certain state of evolutionary track for this to be true, but for everyone to some extent, it's true. Because when you've got, everyone anchors their energy to a location. So when you're in one location and you think of another location that you've anchored yourself to, your energy moves to that other location and it travels over the energy grids of the earth. And when you do that, you're helping to heal. Every time you anchor your energy in a given location and create a vortex, every time you're feeling joy in a location, and I mean joy, not excitement, that you're anchoring the energies of that location. And when you add a location and you think of another location, the energies are traveling over the energies of the earth, and now you're anchoring the grids, which is what we do on our Sunday call. But you know what? I asked Terry, what does she think of when she's doing all this stuff? How does she reconcile being a legal secretary and then coming home and channeling the creator god of this realm, we think? She said she just makes pretend she's not doing it. It's not her doing it. And that's how she reconciles it. Well, this call is more like a personal call, not a teaching call, because we're just teaching each other by being personal. And so you're a person that the very first time channeled, they called you an outpost messenger. And they said you came in from another faraway realm, and you came into this dimension to bring messages forth. How do you reconcile that idea of being an outpost messenger now? Does that ring true to you?
I think you're asking me how do I reconcile being an outpost messenger with doing this grid work? Is that question?
Just the idea of being an outpost messenger. I don't think that occurred to you when they first said it. I don't think you ever thought of yourself as an outpost messenger. And then they said it. And, you know, I watched you for a long period of time, and you watched yourself. How do you reconcile with yourself with the idea of being an outpost messenger? Does that make sense to you now?
Yes. It very, very much makes sense. Since about the age of 5, I had access to angelic information that I thought everybody had access to, and it wasn't until I was about 13 or so that I figured out that, no, everyone didn't have conscious access to it. And but then it wasn't until I was initiated by a Tibetan esoteric teacher when I was about 30 that I had any idea that I was supposed to be a world server. No, far from. And I was dragged kicking and screaming all over the state of California to every sacred site imaginable. And then she had me meet the Dalai Lama, and I was initiated or received darshan by Amichi Amritananda Mai, known as the Hugging Saint. And my life changed completely. And I started having very powerful mystical experiences that would go on for days. And I began to be able to see with my eyes physical energy, energetic lines, ley lines, grid lines. I could see the wealth lines, the power lines, the money lines. I was living in Silicon Valley at the time, right next to Stanford University. They called them celestial architectonics. That's the work that they called that I was doing, myself and many other light anchors, light workers on the planet, and that we were architecting, or that my specific mission was to architect the Christed consciousness into the grid lines and to build above duality and basically bypass the dualistic lower 3D duality of the negative elite, of the negative agenda, of the fear agenda, of the whatever you want to call it, the stuff that people are fighting about now, the oppression agenda of the human spirit and of the planet, and that I was bringing in, I was helping to build, just like the internet, I was helping to build a net, but I was building a consciousness net, an etheric net, a spirit net around the globe. And my specific territory was the North American continent. And then since that time, I've traveled quite extensively in the world, but mostly in the last 10 years, I crisscrossed in my car the U.S. about 10 times. And, north, south, east, west, Arizona, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Carolina, California, New Mexico, just Wisconsin, just all back and forth, all over the place. And was living variously in California, in the Bay Area, in Los Angeles, in San Diego, in Sedona, near Las Vegas, Boulder City, Nevada, and then in Georgia and Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And so I can see, just like you have a coaxial cable that carries light filaments, I could see I was like a spider. I was like a web weaver. I was literally weaving my light energy every time I went somewhere. And my license plate on my car happens to say Yod. Yod is Hebrew. It means hand of God. When I first got that license plate, I was thinking of it strictly in astrological terms, because Yod is a signature in astrology, and I have three of them in my chart, and it's a fairly rare configuration. I have three.
Hey, Daphne?
So I know I'm getting a little technical here, but...
Daphne?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at a clock that's a little fast. I thought we were running out of time. Go ahead.
All right.
Are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to say, anyone who's listening, that if you ever want to read the story of what happened with Daphne and myself, and how that all started, and the original channelings, and then the channelings of Terry, there's a book. I've retitled our book. It used to be called Questions and Answers with the Council of Elohim, or with the Elohim, and I got a little more courageous, and I entitled it recently, retitled it, The Creator Gods of This Realm Want to Talk to You, because half of the book is me having conversations and asking them questions, and they explaining how things work in a way that's never been explained. So we have a download of the book available at ElohimQandA.com. Elohim Q and A, and it's spelled out, no dashes, no underlines, Q&A.com. And also, if you're interested in a reading from Daphne, and a reading is the wrong word, it's not really a reading, it's not what you think it is. No matter how you approach it, it's not what you think, but it's an opportunity to, number one, air your issues and hear a perspective from outside of this realm. Sometimes it involves hearing about past lives, and sometimes it allows you to feel a more direct connection with the loving energy of our sources, which is probably the best outcome for reading, to feel their love personally. And you never say that's going to happen, but for many people, it's occurred that way, and it's changed their life, because instead of reading about them, instead of thinking of them conceptually, you now feel their energies, and you know they took a close look at you and loved you, in spite of ourselves, okay? One of the great things, all they are there to do is to love us. They don't judge us, and regardless of the parts of yourself that you feel guilt about, they don't bother with that, and it's a wonderful opportunity. To DaphneReading.com, DaphneReading.com, and it's a procedure where I talk with you, and we work out your issues, and then you're not there for the reading. I just ask them, and Daphne channels the answers, and we send you a recording of it. And Terry does readings also, terryreading.com, and Terry's usually too busy. Daphne has more time to do the readings, so if she gets overbooked, somebody specially wants Terry, there's terryreading.com. And they're both awesome. There's samples of the readings up on DaphneReading.com. Even if you don't get a reading, it's great to listen to the samples because you can garner things and learn things from the readings of other people sometimes. So anyone else want to share anything? Thank you, Daphne, for sharing. And would anyone else like to share anything about anything? Anyone want to call us? See that? No one calls. I know there's a bunch of people listening, but you're not calling, and it's okay. Free will world, but if you do want to call, you know, one of the things about putting your energy out is when you make some reach to communicate, it actually increases your connection with the energies of what we're doing. You feel more connected. So, even though you're shy, even just say you're shy and say anything, you will be amazed at the energy that comes to you when you come forth and say something. So the BBS number is probably not working. That's probably why no one's coming on. It's 530-413-4515. We don't have a lot of time. And we've got about 5 minutes. And Terry, we got through this and we didn't do a channeling.
Ware and Daphne, hi, this is Nimue again, since there seems to be a calling forth here. Before you got on, Daphne, I spoke up and asked about the hardship of money right now, and I do feel the great expansion, and I feel connected with that. But and I got some good information from Ware, but now, since I have this opportunity, I would just say that I guess I do have skills that I can put out, but I don't know what's the matter with me. I just can't get the energy to do it. I have to, you know, just like I said before, bite the bullet and go forward. But I just thought I'd bring it up since I had this opportunity.
You know what? Thank you for saying that. I will tell you, here's the deal. I mean, this is like the most important thing I can share with you about what you just said, because I know, understand what you said very well. And here's the deal. You never have the energy until you take the step and do something. You actually have to force yourself to do it. And as soon as you force yourself and do it, the energy comes. I mean, even when I was doing this call tonight, I was thinking, I'm tired, I don't want to do a call. If I didn't schedule myself to do these calls, I probably would out on half of them. because I, once I do it, I always love it. And I love the way we connect with people. But when I think about it, I resist it. And it's kind of like, you know, we did an expo a couple of weeks ago. I didn't want to leave Arizona and go and do an expo. once I did it, once we got there, once we set up, it was so much fun talking to all those people, okay? It's like, the thing is to get up and do it, no matter how you feel. And also, another important thing is, if you're going to do something that needs a response, this is a trick that salespeople use, and that is, to get a response, you need to put a certain amount of things out. So don't pump yourself up that every door you're going to knock on is going to buy. Every employer is going to hire you. But know that if you go to 200 employers, one of them is going to hire you. And so reward yourself for going to 200. Like, take yourself and buy an ice cream after every 50 phone calls you make. And then go out and do it again. And then look forward to, give yourself a reward when you have to do something like that to keep your motivation up. But guaranteed, if you do it, something will happen. Thank you for sharing. Those are very important issues for today. And it's very important that we figure out how to cope. Anyone else have anything they'd like to say? We have 1 or 2 minutes. See, I'm being a regular host. I hear this funny sound in the background. Hey, just to remind you all, if you like the way I am, join the Wind Channel. Wind Channel at messageaday.net. Sign up. I send people really interesting things. I don't promote it as much as the other stuff because I like to keep my own personality in the background. But nonetheless, I write poems. I write songs. Some of Daphne's songs come out in it. I tell people about alternative news. The Wind Channel is where I do whatever I want that I think anyone will benefit from. And, you know, for my email openings, I can see how many people open an email. Hang on, I'm going to mute everybody. This makes sense.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I can tell how many people open an email.